Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and blessings. Greetings and blessings. I come to you live from Sankofa Productions, also known as Sankofa Infinity. Sankofa Infinity Ministries. Sankofa, you can reach me at sankofainfinity.net, or you can personally give me an email at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. Ha! I'm so grateful that I have another day. You're going to get tired of me saying this because I just, every day is a grateful, it's a great day for me. It's a great day for me because I have another opportunity to come forth and convey a message in which my ancestors, spiritual guides, want to bring forth. They call themselves the Elohim. So here we are, here we are. I want to give thanks and much blessings and namaste to the elements of life, to the four corners of the earth, my ancestors, all known and unknown, to the great white light. I ask that you come into this space and time to support and assist me, protect me, surround me, cocoon me, that I may convey a message in such a way that it has a clarity to it, that it may resonate with the listener. Ha. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was asked a very important question yesterday. A very important question. And that question was, how can you go to a church, congregate with those who are Christians, and be with them based on their beliefs, and you believe what you believe? Because what I believe and what I know to be my truth does not coincide with everything else that everybody else believes. But who am I? Who am I to say that I am better than, or I know more than? I know more than, or I'm better than who I am yesterday. Now, what needs to be made very clear here, and I think I stated it on the description of my show, I wanted to talk about being interdependently, or working in society as an interdependent agent, working together for the greater good. So that is the attitude in which I take into my worshiping or my fellowship with those who are Christians. Now, I call myself a Christian mystic. I call myself that because of my divine relationship and my experiences that I've had with infinite intelligence that I've had throughout my whole life since I was a child. I'm deemed on that. That's the foundation of who I am. I am a Christian mystic. I am a mystical Christian. However you want to put it. I was raised as a Christian, raised in a Christian belief. So, and this is a funny story, because before I even became, I guess you can say, saved in the name of Jesus, holy and sanctified and set aside for that which is mystical, I had the opportunity, I just happened to be in the right place at the right time at age of probably 8 or 9. And I had two individuals to come into my yard while I was playing, offer me a book. The book was composed of the deities of the Hinduism religion. Now, as a child, I'm very impressionable at this point. I take everything in. I'm a sponge. So I was so taken back by the colors of the deities, the just the beauty of it, just the beauty of it. Oh, my goodness, the dream is coming back. Just the beauty of it. And I would commune with this book daily as a child. My own little space. Well, my grandmother or my mother, they happened to realize that I had this thing going on with this book that comes from a different religion in which they were brought up in, which is Christianity. So they decided within themselves, and they were doing the best that they could possibly do at that time, and I honor that. They within themselves said to themselves, okay, let's get her to the church and get her baptized and sanctified. And that's exactly what they did. And from that point on, I was always in the church. I enjoy fellowship. I enjoy the sermons that come forth. I enjoy just being in the spirit of it all. I enjoy being in a place where I can celebrate my relationship with the divine, the divinity that is within me, the non-physical aspect that is within me, that which carries me when the human self of who I am can no longer carry me. I was raised, brought up, and groomed in that energy. So when I became a grown woman, I took on my own beliefs, and I traveled the world to find God for myself. If there is a God, then God needs to speak with me. And I don't mean speak with me through somebody else. I mean, you need to speak directly to me. Well, anyway, in that quest alone, I found myself in several experiences and scenarios and situations and conditions, and oh my God. But today, I blessed them all because they were all initiations to get me to where I am today. So now, when I go into my church and I congregate with my fellow Christians, I congregate with them from a high faith of love, celebration. I celebrate the fact that I can be in that space and love on them wherever they are and still have me and still have that which is in me growing and brewing and expanding and elevating. And I, at that moment, become the tree of life for them, and they at that moment become the tree of life for me. Because at the end of the day, we are all trees of life giving fruit. And that which is of substance to others. This is the ultimate call for interdependence. Interacting with people, places, things, and ideas in such a way that you remain impartial to who they are, but recognizing the divine in them, the non-physical aspect in them. And not only that, as you begin to interact with those around you, you find out that there are aspects within those individuals that reside within yourself. And it goes on and on and on. It's like a web, sort of. You're always that's why we're connected to each other. That is why we're connected with each other, because there are non-physical aspects of who we are in that person. And this is the interesting thing that I find out about this, because this is how the divine thinks. This is how the divine thinks. it said to itself, I cannot interact with myself, so I'm going to create myself out of myself. And here we are. So when we go out into the world and we interact with other individuals, we're just interacting, communicating, communing with ourselves, because we cannot interact and commune with ourselves by ourselves. We have to be among people. This is why people are created, so that we can continuously and constantly be in relationship with who we are. Who we are as the non-physical aspect, which is the most dominant part of who we are. And it is constantly, constantly and consistently mirroring itself, because it loves to look at itself. It loves to play with itself. It loves to talk to itself. So when you find yourself in a conversation and you're talking to someone and they're talking for just one moment and say, God, my God, look at me. I'm talking. Look at how I'm talking. Because that person is saying what you are saying. They are saying what you're saying in you. And in that moment, as Matt Kahn stated it, you must reach a place of celebration. You must celebrate the moment, because you have reached a place where you recognize all that is and all that will ever be. You are that. You are that. You are that. You are that. And I cannot say that enough. I cannot expound on that enough. Because that's where I am. That is my reality in my life. And to have any other reality other than that is mundane mediocrity. I seek to know the face of God, and I seek the face of God every day. All day, any day, in my sleep, I seek to face God. And in facing God, I face an aspect of who I am in its purest form. That is why when I make a mistake, I have said in myself, my non-physical self, I didn't make a mistake. It was meant to be. Now, because I've come to that conclusion, let me see why it was meant to be. Let me find comfort in myself and knowing that it was meant to be. It was all a part of the scale of life. It was a part of the spiritual cultivation of who you are, soul development. My prayer these days is that I continue to carry a double-edged sword, that it may cut between soul and spirit and purify at the same time, so that the soul and spirit can become one with each other. Cut back the fat of the soul, thorns of the tree of life. Cut back your thorns, that you may be a tree of life, and others can draw. They can draw unto you. They can come to you and drink and eat and be happy and merry. This, my friends, my fellow friends and beings, this is what living life through the eye of Source is all about. Because in living that life, you cannot help, and you're almost compelled to live an authentic life, because no other life will do. No other life will do. Falsehood won't do. Your false beliefs, your false system of beliefs, your false premises that you have residing within you, causing these unresolved issues within you to perpetuate themselves and manifest things that you don't want to manifest. You manifest things by default and then say, why me? Why not? I am so grateful that I no longer look for the face of God, because I am that face. I no longer look for peace, because I am that peace. I no longer look for wisdom. I am that wisdom. I no longer look for divine knowledge, because I am that divine knowledge. I am that I am. I am that that I am. I am 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 that I am. So whatever I put my hands to do, or whatever, however, the plow in which my hands are connected to, move to, towards, I am that. Therefore, no one, nothing outside of me can be against me. So I bless it. I bless it today. I bless it yesterday. I bless it in the future. And all infinity, it is blessed. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that I am devoted to the cultivation of my spirituality. And because of that, I come here that God may express itself through me. So I challenge you today. Allow God to express itself through you. And as God expresses itself through you, move towards interdependence. Move out of independence, because the quality of your independence is the result of how you interact with others. That's a quality. See, that is the quality of your independence. So I say to you, go forth. Live your life. Celebrate your life. Make peace with where you are. Make peace with the past. Celebrate who you are. Continue to stay focused and stay in the light of all that is. All that is. Does that mean that you don't see darkness? No, it does not mean that you will not see darkness. It means that you will see darkness, because darkness is what brings light. We saw darkness for 9 months in our mother's womb. I don't recall a flashlight being in that space. I just don't recall a flashlight being in that space. But what I do recall is that in that moment, the 9 months that I spent in my mother's womb, is that the need to cultivate meditation, contemplation, and reflection was groomed in that space. It was groomed in that space. Bless it. Bless the mother's womb. Bless the mother's womb. For it had everything in it that we need to be who we are this day. So I say to you, I'm going to end my show with Layla Hathaway. Breathe. I cannot get enough of this song. It never gets old. That's how I know that when she sung this song, she sung it, or she sang it, from authentic space. An authentic space. And I love this song. So be blessed, stay focused, and I say to you all, namaste, namaste, namaste. Thank you.
Thank you.